Number five, Wei Chen and Hong Yi. Ladies and gentlemen, if you could both state your names and addresses, and then raise your right hands.
I'm Wei Chen, and it is my daughter's boyfriend, Ryan. Agent China Joel.
Brian McPartman, 3001 Village Drive, Brewster, New York.
All right, would you raise your right hands, please? Do you swear to tell the truth, you're about to give us the truth to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Why don't you explain your application to us? I know you want a shed. That's a good application, right? It's for a shed?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Tell us what you plan to do and explain the application to us.
This so you first time to show up, I don't know if you need to bring the picture and show you. But I did get a copy for the old one and then buy the new one. I can show it.
Okay, what are the dimensions of the shed you're planning to put up?
The old one's very old, like 50 years, so well, it almost opened down. And the new one I saw in Home Depot, that's where I going to buy the new one. It's almost the same size, almost the same tall, but just the new one is a little bit bigger. The old one's 8x8. The new one is 12x10. I put in the same spot like that.
Okay.
So makes the looks nice for label. Looks good for me.
And this, I'm looking at the survey that's with it. Is you're putting it in this back corner here?
Yeah. The whole one's there also. Yeah.
And it's the same location.
Yes. It's not good by.
The other one's going right.
Right.
Yeah. We're just replacing.
So just replacing.
Exactly.
Okay. That's what that's
why. Slightly bigger footprint.
Yeah, one, and then the old one, the like, it says since the house, the old origin,
almost. It looks as old as this.
Yeah, like this house, like, this is the highest, I think.
That's for sure.
1958.
I lived in Brewster Heights for 9 years, I know it well. Yeah? I bought my house from the original owners from 1958.
Okay. I lived there, like, since 2001.
Okay.
Since
all right, we overlap by a few years. I was there from 96 to 2005.
This seems like it's going to go from one corner to the other. Then just happens.
Are you moving the location from one corner to the other corner?
No. Same spot. Same spot.
New location.
The colony was the.
This the one is the
new
one.
Okay. Yeah.
This is on your.
Your paperwork.
Yeah.
It shows new location.
No. Same location. Same. The other side is like the children play the one.
Like the playground or something.
The other side.
That's it. That's it. That's
new location. That's a shed.
Yep.
So that's why.
And it looks like setbacks if you're in here too. 10 feet.
Yeah. 5 feet.
Yeah.
Probably had to for the building permit application.
West side.
Yes,
he said it was the playground.
No, he's saying the one on the left.
Well, this is
where it's going.
This old
that
survey.
That is where it's going, because that's the west side.
Oh, okay.
The west side.
Yeah.
And this survey's from 1985. There might have been a shed there in 1985.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So they're going to have one shed on the property, correct?
Yeah, they would just take the old one out, put the new one in, same exact spot.
Although, for the record, there is no one in the audience, so I don't need to ask if anyone in the audience has any comments or questions about the application. All right. I don't have any additional questions for the applicant. Does anyone else? No? Will they just
have a place?
Yeah.
Okay. So what we'll do, we'll close the public hearing, and then we'll take a vote. Before I close the public hearing, do you have any final statements you'd like to make in support of your application?
Anything else you want to say? Is there anything else you want to say about it? Just we need a new shed.
Okay. Do you feel you've been given a fair and adequate opportunity to present your application?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. All right. So with that, I don't think we need to deliberate on this one.
No.
I'll tell you what. I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion to grant the application. Applicant a variance, a 10-foot variance from the 20-foot required setback on the west side, and a 15-foot variance from the 20-foot requirement on the rear setback for the installation of the 10-by-12 shed that was shown to the board. Do I have a second?
Second.
I think Rob was first, but second. So we have criteria, I think. Okay, I'll address the criteria. Whether an undesirable change would reduce the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties created by this variance? No, a shed is absolutely in the character of the neighborhood in Brewster Heights. I lived there for 9 years. I had a shed. All my neighbors had sheds. Everybody's got a shed. So it is not a change in the character of the neighborhood. And the size of the shed the applicant is proposing is also within the character of the neighborhood. Whether the benefits sought by the applicant can be achieved by some feasible method other than a variance? No, the applicant lives in Brewster Heights, which has typically small lots. The setbacks encroach even beyond the house, so there's really no way the applicant could put a shed in Brewster Heights without a variance. Whether the request of variance is substantial, arguably it is. It's 3/4 of the setback on the rear and half the setback on the side. However, as I mentioned before, because of the dimensions of the lots and Brewster Heights, I think that mitigates the amount of the variances. Whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on environmental conditions in the neighborhood or district, there's no evidence of that, and I don't think there will be. And whether or not the alleged difficulty was self-created, I would say it is not self-created. The applicant wants to have a shed and he lives in Brewster Heights, so we've got a small lot, so he's got a variance. With that, take a roll call vote, and Scott will start with you.
I'm in favor.
Okay, Steve?
In favor.
Rod?
In favor.
John?
In favor.
Greg?
I'm in favor.
Paul?
I'm in favor.
And I'm in favor as well. You've got your variance.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hang on for a minute, we'll get you some paperwork.
Okay.
And the best boyfriend ever.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your help.
It's been a big help with the
application. Very good. And I used to be his neighbor, and I'm not your neighbor because you live in Village Drive.
I do.
I'm my Scott place. So.
Oh, welcome. It's a small time all the time.
To
the building department to get the permit.
Okay.
And that's what they'll be looking for.
Okay.
Same place,
one
Main Street. Same place you met us.
The
building department, yeah.
Great,
thank
you.
You're good.
Thank you
okay.
very much.
Good night. Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.